Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Waken Podcast, which might not be the Waken Podcast pretty soon.
TBD.
To be determined.
What?
For those of you that don't know what that means. I am David, one of your hosts, and I'm joined by the one and only, the beautiful...
Cassidy. Thank you. What a nice compliment. Way to introduce the episode.
So, it's Thursday. Third podcast of this month.
We're None kind of this
month, November.
Kind
December.
Of on fire. I don't know, man.
We're on track. We're focused, determined to get as many podcasts into your ears as possible.
At least
we
want to
be all up in your ears every Thursday,
mm-hmm.
or whenever you listen to it. I just want to whisper in your ear, and I want to give you this information that we have.
Just. Pure gold.
Pure gold. Little nuggets of information.
Nuggets.
Okay.
All about the nuggets.
So there's not going to be an intro topic. We're going to get right to it.
What are we talking about today?
We are talking about luxuries.
Luxuries.
But specifically, if you hear in the background, our dog has joined us for this podcast. Luna, would you like to say something?
We're trying to figure out what to do with her during these episodes because we used to record in the office, but there's too many paintings and blankets right now. And if she's in the room, she's whining. So
we are outside. I mean, I don't think people can hear it too much, but if you can.
I don't think it shows up.
She's chewing on a little toy. So there's three people on the podcast today. So we're talking about. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Today, we're going to be talking about how to bring simple luxuries into your daily life. Because we can all use a little bit more luxury, can't we?
Yes, we can. But let's be specific, though.
What kind of luxury are we talking about?
This doesn't mean you're buying yourself this something you can't afford.
No. This isn't even really about things. Let's just
preface
it. Well,
it can be.
It can be, but it's not necessarily about things.
I have a couple that I... that are things technically, but it doesn't need to be things.
Right. And
it shouldn't break the bank.
Yeah. So that's why.
Because then it's no longer a little luxury. It is.
It's a big luxury.
It is.
And it's a damaging luxury.
What is the word? I'm already. It is a liability.
Yeah. So that's why it's simple as in the titles. So these are just kind of.
Simple.
Luxuries. Giving you guys some ideas of how to make life a little bit more
little
celebrational in the daily mundane tasks. And, you know, I was just thinking before this that life is so fast paced for many of us today. And it feels like slowing down has become almost like an art form. And I was looking at the definition of the word luxury, and it said that it's the state of great comfort and extravagant living. So, like we kind of said before, I don't believe that luxury is reserved for the wealthy, and I also don't think it necessarily has to do with things.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with things. Yeah, I agree.
So, it's how we, more so how we experience the world around us, our homes, our days, and how we feel in the moment, in a moment.
Yeah. So, sorry, I had to take her toy because it was just way too loud.
But
I can hear the clicking
in
my ear. I didn't want... you guys to hear it clicking in your ear.
Yeah.
So what's your first luxury that you want to talk about? Because I got a few.
So mine are home. Like we'll do a separate episode talking about how to make your home feel more luxurious. But since our home is, you know, it's our habitat. It's where we come to find peace and solace at the end of the day. To clear the clutter from your space, because then that's going to clear the clutter from your mind. And I know that I feel such a sense of luxury and peace when I'm in a tidy and decluttered space. And I feel the most comfortable and at ease in my own home when it's in that state.
So the first one you're talking about is a decluttered home.
Yeah, just like a decluttered, tidy, kind of clear the surfaces, clear the junk. And if you look at like luxurious homes, like actually, you know, high-end homes, oftentimes they're, I mean, you don't see clutter. You don't see things that don't look like they belong. You don't see piles of paper.
Because there is a team of people.
This is
cleaning
true.
Right
but,
behind.
But you can
be your own team.
That same end result if you keep things pared back, if you keep things minimal. Not that you don't need to have decor or anything, but just like getting out the things that don't matter, that aren't contributing to, you know, the style of your home, and whatever personal, you know, elements that you want to show off your personal style with, just clearing out all the things that don't really matter and that aren't serving you.
I agree. I would say my little luxury.
Is this your, we're getting into your next tip?
Tip or, you know.
Or what you do.
What I consider is fresh laundered bed linen.
Tuesday is the best day in this house.
When you get into that bed and you feel fresh sheets, you feel like you're worth $1 billion.
Tuesday is our fresh sheet day. That's why I said Tuesday.
$1 billion, you feel like. And it feels fantastic.
And shout out to Brooklinen, who has the best sheets, not sponsored. I would love to be sponsored by them. But we, those are like hotel sheets, the ones that we love. Yeah, yeah.
Brooklinen, if you ever want to sponsor an episode of the Waken podcast to be determined if it'll be changing, reach out to us.
And it's,
that would be amazing.
It's their luxe sateen sheets. And that's like a hotel experience to be in that bed. I feel like we both have said and noticed that we sleep better when we have those versus our linen sheets. I'm like over linen sheets.
The raw linen. Not raw, but...
No, I mean, it's just, well...
Feels like I'm being...
It takes your sleep and your experience to a whole new level.
Yes, it does.
With the sateen, the luxe sateen set.
What's your next tip?
My next tip would be to spend time in nature and make sure that you get time in the sunshine with sunlight.
I agree.
Even if it's just for a couple minutes a day. Again, any of these things that we're saying often isn't like, oh, you need to spend like 2 hours on a hike, but it's like, go around in your neighborhood, take a brisk walk. I always go out and go for a walk. What do I do? Like, is that like 3/4 of a mile, half a mile, or?
It's a mile total.
Mile total. Usually.
Well, it's like 1.2.
Yeah. And then sometimes we'll do longer, up to like 3 miles or something a day. And that's where I get like my vitamin D. I also will sit outside and drink my smoothie and just sit purposefully in the sun to just get that vitamin D, because it's really good for immunity and for your mood. There's a lot of benefits, and usually most Americans are under their vitamin D requirement or low in vitamin D levels. So I just feel like that's such a, when you're connected to nature, you're at so much peace. And it just feels luxurious to be able to breathe fresh air.
I would say it would be either take time to write down your thoughts or whatever, or take time to read a book. Just take some time for yourself.
Okay. So that's kind of two of mine. So first, what did you say? Write down?
Write down your thoughts.
Yes, I agree. I do morning pages, which is like 3 pages of longhand of just like your first, like a brain dump in the morning. But I also was thinking, like, to write down what you're grateful for every day. There's another journal called the 5-Minute Journal, and it kind of promotes that. But, like, also you just get a binder, like a book or a notepad, or even on your phone. But I do like physically writing things down because you're more connected to it when you physically write it down. But to, like you said, write down your thoughts or write down, like, at least one thing that you're grateful for. And then that just kind of, like, puts you in a good mindset the rest of the day, in like a state of gratitude from the beginning.
Yes. So write things down or read a book.
And reading a book, I would say do a physical book, right?
Yes.
And like my new favorite evening routine is to sit on our armchair, put on, since we don't have a fireplace, but I love fireplaces, we put on like YouTube fireplace on the TV. And then put classical music, and I read a book. Usually it's an art or design book, and it feels so luxurious.
Yes, it is.
Like nothing.
It's a good, and it's a good little, like, unplug yourself from everything.
Yeah, no tech.
I think there was this funny thing I saw that men either get into barbecuing or history.
World War II history.
Yeah, but I do like reading a lot about, like, historical families. Like, it's some interesting stuff.
We should do like a historical podcast on like the Medicis, because you really, like, you've like read a lot about them. That'd be kind of fun.
I think go ahead. Do you have another one?
Yeah. So another,
I just went, right?
Yeah, well, like, yeah,
we're both kind of, no, go ahead.
They overlapped, but I would say to do something you love every day. So even if it's just for like 5, 10, 20 minutes, you know, whether it's a practice, a hobby, just something you really enjoy, something like your younger self loved to do and you've kind of like fallen off of doing it. For me, that's lately I've been playing my guitar again a lot, and it just gives me so much life. And just to take that time doing something you love feels like such a gift to yourself. So I would say that doing something you really love and making time for that.
So one thing that I like doing, and it's like I'll see there's a little spot that does, they do them really well, or if I see like a little like a farmer's market, I will get, and I think this is a luxury, even though at this moment I'm not eating bread, but when Cassidy warms it up or toasts it and the house smells so good, I think that's a little luxury, buying fresh artisan bread. Mm-hmm. Like freshly baked bread is so good.
There's
something about that. Yeah, there's something so good about that, and the smell it gives.
Yeah, and just like you, even like that, your
odor,
morning like breakfast avocado toast, it's just like thick, and it, you get so much more flavor, and it's such a cool experience, and
yeah,
very and warming. A lot
of details went into that bread, so I like that.
Yeah,
I
would say else? On top of that, if we're going in the fresh something, you say fresh bread, I say buy yourself fresh flowers.
Yeah,
or some freshly go pick cut flowers. Fresh flowers and just display them in your house, and that's a way to kind of bring that nature inward inside your home and just experience that, and it always brings cheer. And how can you look at you could have a blank slate and put a nice bouquet of flowers on a table and it looks so luxurious.
It really does. What else? You said flowers, right?
Yeah, so you can go.
I would think going to a theater, whether it's a live theater or even watching a movie. When I was younger, I would watch a few movies by myself. Yeah. It was nice.
Like going, nobody asks
you questions. Yeah,
to like, go see something? Yeah.
Yeah, nobody asks you anything, you know.
Because I ask a lot of questions.
You get to listen to the movie. There's this. We're both watching a show or a movie neither of us have ever seen. So I have the same amount of information you do.
That's what he always said. I'm like, what are they doing? Why did they do that? He's like, I literally have the same amount of information about this that you do.
So, but yeah, I haven't done that in a long time, but I do think that's kind of a little luxury you can do. It's, especially if it's a movie or a documentary you enjoy that you're really interested in, just sitting there watching it and being able to kind of fully envelop yourself in it is, I think, is cool.
Yeah. And I really, really want to go to see a play or an opera. And I was listening to somebody talk about an opera that they went to go see. And she's like, I think people think it's a lot more expensive than it actually is. She's like, I think the cheapest seats in the house were either $15 or $30 a ticket.
Depends on it, where it was at.
Right.
San Francisco is ridiculous.
But even just, yeah, that and museums, like again,
museums.
Those aren't maybe not like a daily thing that you do, but that no, really but that is would a
be
treat. Some,
if you're, especially if you're interested in that, that should be, a nice little luxury you can do.
And like we will go to Carmel a lot. And while we're not going to museums, but we go into a lot of galleries and we go to see some of our favorite artists up there.
Yes.
And so that's, you know, if you're just doing errands and you have galleries, you know, near you, you know, sometimes some towns have more of an artist presence than others, to just like pop in and just go look at some beautiful things.
Yes. I think also my next one would be, I would say if you like whiskey, I like whiskey and scotch. Not, I mean, I don't drink a lot, but, you know, I do like the flavors and stuff. Is it if you enjoy wine or something, enjoy a nice glass or cup of wine or a whiskey or a scotch.
Yeah. Some type of beverage.
Yeah, something that you like that.
And put it in like a nice like rocks glass for like whiskey or a nice, you know, like maybe like a hand blown, you know, glass for wine. Like something like, you know, enjoy the full experience of it. That kind of leads into my next point was to set your table and sit down for a meal. So many of us like stand and eat, or we are on the go when we eat, or we go and we sit on the couch and watch TV and eat. But to really be like present and sit for a meal with your family, or even just by yourself, like not having any technology around, and you know, sitting, making a place settings for everybody. And if you, even if you don't cook a meal and you just get like takeout or DoorDash or something, to deplate that all, it just elevates your experience of it and gives you a luxurious dining experience in your own home for, you know, using everything you already have.
I agree. I would say going out to lunch with a friend.
Yeah.
Catching up with someone, a phone call, you know, and a handwritten letter.
I love that.
Those connections, there's so much science behind, like, those social connections are very important.
I really want to get like personalized stationery, because I've been trying to be better about like handwriting thank you notes and cards to people, instead of just sending them like a text. Like if somebody has us over for a meal, instead of sending them a text like thank you, we had such a great time, sending them an actual card, and then having like stationery, kind of how past generations used to take that more seriously, and kind of have more of a like formal approach to it. I really would like to start doing that. So that's something I want to do. Something else that I love is lounging in cashmere. Cashmere is like one of my favorite fibers, and I find it's so luxurious. So whether that's like laying on the couch, watching a movie with a cashmere blanket, or sleeping with, you know, in the wintertime, I have a cashmere blanket I'll like put on top of the covers, and that just gives me a little bit extra warmth. Or, you know, having like a sweat or jogger set, or just like a sweater. I just find lounging in cashmere to be so incredibly luxurious.
I would say a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Like taking time for a cup of coffee, or adding an extra little shot of coffee. But here's an interesting thing that I learned recently. The coffee break that we all take at work, or they let you go to lunch to have some coffee. You know, people drink a lot of coffee. It was actually invented by the owner of Denver Tie Factory and Weavers. And during World War II, he struggled to find a staff, and so they ended up getting a lot of women that helped make these weaves, and they were really good at it. And we have some
people just came in our yard.
So they started getting these women to weave these beautiful, intricate patterns, but they didn't. They would only do it for about 3 hours, 4 hours, right?
Okay.
And so then he wanted to up the productivity, so he encouraged them to take a coffee break. And so he was drugging them up so they would work longer. And that is something that we still do today. So whenever you're like, oh, this coffee break is great, it's so that you can be more productive. At your work. So that, I just
buttering you up to work longer.
Yes, I thought that was pretty, and productivity went up, and they made more ties. So well, it was interesting. So that's just a little tidbit.
Bosses these days know.
But yeah, that was our tips, little luxuries that you can do in your day to day to make it more enjoyable. Because we're all a little, you know, stressed out with work and stuff. A lot of things going on right now with the economy and everything. So like little things to make life just a little bit more luxurious.
Yeah, and those mundane tasks feel just a little bit more special and elevated, and fit that little moments of luxury into every day.
Yeah, so we hope you enjoyed this episode and you use some of these tips, and let us know some that you guys do as well that we didn't talk about. And we'll see you
in the next one.